Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Circuses on the air.
The president does.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear
don't.
Down this wall.
Here's Jennings.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
China's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
Mr. Dave Schwann, good morning to you.
Time to make the donuts.
Oh, stop it. I'm on a cleanse, folks. I'm on a cleanse, and I can't eat anything. Yeah, this is my 2 weeks before Easter. I always do this, and I do it also in the fall. But
how's it going? You know, seriously,
it's after week one, about 10 pounds gone.
Okay, what are you doing, or maybe not doing?
Not eating. No, it's, you know, it's the Copenhagen diet. And, I'm not suggesting it to anyone. You got to look and do what's right for you, but it's, mornings are always, I don't really eat breakfast in the mornings, but, and I know it's the most important meal of the day, but I do like a tea with sugar. So that's your caffeine and sugar kind of for the day. But then lunches are cottage cheese and carrots, fruit and yogurt, plain yogurt, but it's plain yogurt.
Well, you know what you're getting, though? Yeah. Seriously? Protein and fiber.
Yeah, well, that. But then at night, so, I'm getting steak and vegetables, so I get unlimited spinach or salad for dinner with a steak or a piece of chicken or a piece of pork, but no dressing. It has to be like a low-sugar oil or...
Oh, okay.
Lemon.
Yeah,
like
not a lot
of
high-fat stuff.
No,
there.
Nothing,
yeah.
Nothing. You're getting rid of carbs and you're getting rid of sugar is what you're doing. But, I feel good. I mean, I feel like a lot more energy because you're kind of getting rid of stuff pretty quickly, but you kind of feel flabby a little bit because you're just losing it so quickly. The skin doesn't know what to do. But it's 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks of this. So I started last Sunday after Curtis said I had my last piece of Anderson's chocolate for the period. And then,
I still have some.
Yeah.
And
oh,
may
yeah,
I say stuff. How good it
yeah,
is.
Yeah. That's great stuff. Yeah. Get your stuff for Easter from Anderson's candy. And yeah. So, that's my story. How are you, buddy?
All right. I'm good. I'm still dealing with this nagging allergy thing. And Roger was just telling me that, you know, there's some very high content with various things in the air. So I'm guessing that I've kind of been affected by that. You
yeah.
know,
I've
stuffiness
had,
and plugged up head.
I have the last of that cough.
My head's been plugged up for the last 61
at
years.
At least. Of course. Of course. Yeah, good stuff in spring. So listen to this. I was looking at the weather. So the iPhone weather app, which is from the Weather Channel, says Monday, tomorrow, is supposed to be 47 degrees. Tom Skilling on WGN, you tell me what you've got, but Tom Skilling says 62 tomorrow.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got upper 40s here to low 50s, but I'm not going to complain about 62.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious if we're going to get there, because you know how you get surprised and you look in the car and you go, ooh. Oh,
yeah.
It is 60 degrees out or whatever. So it says 62 on the WGN TV site, and that's a Skilling thing and a Paul Conrad thing. But yeah, the iPhone app says 47.
We'll be checking in later this morning with Mike Hammernick and the other folks at the WGN Weather Center.
Yeah.
So we'll see what they say about this.
Text me. Let me know.
Okay.
I'll be sleeping. All right. Here we go. Since we're a little late this morning. So
we had to do the health segment first.
We did. We absolutely did. 1869, Isaac Hodgson received the patent for the roller skate. You used to go roller skating, didn't you, Dave?
I did once, and it lasted about 10 seconds. I put on the skates, I got up, I fell right back down.
Yeah, that's a Ralph Cramden kind of move
definitely.
There. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, the hub and Ralph the axle. The hub was the big one. It was the supersized roller skating rink with a giant Wurlitzer pipe organ that Curtis is playing right now. Originally played
hey, you
by.
You sound good, Curtis.
He does sound good.
I can't tell you how long I've been practicing.
Leon Berry was the organist. The skating area was about 270 feet long by 95 wide. The floor was much larger if you include the outside of the rink railings, but
so there's people talking in the background while the guy's playing. So
ignore the people in the background while I'm playing.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. But the hub was what it was called when my mom and dad went there. It was the Axel roller rink when I went there as a Norwich, and I still remember the All State sign and couples only and all that other good stuff. But we would go there, I mean, in high school on a Friday night or a Thursday night or a Saturday night and go hang out. And you'd meet a lot of people there and eat and whatever. My friend's dad, who passed away last year, when the Axel closed, like took a lot of parts and pieces and signs and stuff that he still had in his collection of this roller rink. But it was around a long time. I mean, I think it was 19... let's see here. When was this? 1940s, maybe, but the hub became the Axel in 74, and then it closed after I graduated high school in 85.
But where was it again, Dave?
In Norwich, on Harlem
Norwich,
Avenue.
Okay.
Yep. Other rinks still open, the Rink Fitness Factory on 87th Street, which opened in 1975. The Glenwood Roller Rink in Glenwood, Illinois, still open. The MLK Entertainment Center on 76th. The Fleetwood in Summit. The Markham Roller Rink in Markham, the Lombard, what creative names, the Lombard Roller Rink in Lombard, the Linwood Roller Rink in Linwood, let's see here, and then the Orbit Roller Rink in Palatine holds one of the largest national freestyle skate events every year during 4th of July weekend, and everybody comes in from out of town. That's pretty cool. We still got skating rinks here still in Chicago.
And it's
gotta
nice
go
to know
keep
that,
them.
You know, there is still some interest to keep these in business.
You got, yeah, well, you got to go. You got
to
go.
You have to go, right.
To keep
There's
them
no
in business.
Way.
That's right. Let's see here. What else do we have? 1887, Anne Sullivan teaches water to Helen Keller. So just starting to teach Helen Keller here. 1889, the first dishwashing machine was marketed in Chicago by Joel Houghton's. It was an 1850 machine. Wire compartments held dishes that were sprayed with hot soapy water. The wheel was turned by a hand crank on the outside of the machine box. And though it worked, only hotels and large restaurants bought the dishwashers. It wasn't until the 1950s that an actual, you know, dishwasher that we know today was distributed.
Our first dishwasher was kind of it was on the kitchen floor, but you could move it. And it had a portable hookup to the faucet on the sink.
Yeah,
well,
I remember
wasn't
that.
Hardwired, you know, with piping until later. But, you know, my mom or my dad would move the dishwasher over to the sink, connect it to the faucet, and then it would work. It worked just fine. But
well, the woman that actually kind of really did invented the dishwasher that we know today, her name was Josephine Cochran. She went on to produce dishwashers with her own company, and it was KitchenAid that it became.
We had a KitchenAid.
Yeah, KitchenAid. Yeah. There you go. 1891, the Wrigley Company's founded in Chicago. Company founded in 1891, originally selling products such as soap and baking powder. In 1892, William Wrigley began packaging chewing gum with each can of baking powder, and the chewing gum became more popular than the soap itself. And here's a classic commercial that I always love. It is the Wrigley Doubleman Twins. Let's take a listen.
Double dipping, double flipping, double jumping for a double score. Double splashing good times. Keep you coming back.
The single most favorite double in the world is double good, double good, double.
you remember those spots?
Yes, I do.
the jingles.
And I remember the one before that was Double Your Pleasure, Double
Double Mint Gum. Nicely done. My gosh, that was fantastic.
Voice and all.
No, I like that. I remember that, too. The jingles, man. We all remember those jingles.
Dave, that was better than my organ playing.
Look at that. What does that mean? Is that code? But you know what's funny is we fast forward through so many commercials. Like one of our best-selling DVDs still at the Broadcast Museum is this 1001 commercials from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. But we're not even watching commercials anymore. So those jingles and things that we remember, you know, that's kind of a thing of the past a little bit, you know?
I guess, you know, you bring that up. I guess you have a point there, but what did we hear in the last week or two? I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah, and the founder passed away.
How about that? Yeah, it's ironic. Yeah, George Lazarus.
90-something years old. 1838, Baseball's Hall of Fame opened in Cooperstown, which you've been to many times.
That's something that should be on everyone's to-do list as far as I'm concerned. And I say that because even if you're not a baseball fan, there is something for everyone there.
That's right. All
the teams are included. And it's not a big place. It's not a big complex. But that's kind of that's the thing I like about it, too. And Cooperstown itself is just a charming place to visit.
It is. I lived in upstate New York for about 4 years, and I'd gone there a couple times.
Beautiful area. Cool.
I was just told 847, the Orbit is closing in Palatine.
Oh, really?
See, you got to keep those alive. Got to go. Got to go, folks. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the
text.
Text from 847. Excuse me. 1948, WGN-TV Channel 9 in Chicago began broadcasting. So there's going to be a big... Well, you know what that is. Let's listen to that. Pod that up.
That's Roger Whittaker's song.
I think this is the whole song.
They used that for the top of the hour ID.
Yeah, but people don't know it's an actual song. Let's listen to this.
There's a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England, she said.
He really used television to sell his albums, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he was a Canadian singer.
Oh, is he? Okay.
And, you know, this was his best-known song in the U.S., but I think he was a Canadian guy.
That's hysterical. Go back to the beginning, to Zero, and just play the... So this is what people remember growing up in Chicago, is this theme, right?
The instrumental introduction there. Right here.
And then it would fade out.
That works so well.
Yeah,
put Carl Grayson behind that going, this is WGN Chicago.
Or it was Bob Bell.
Bob Bell.
He did a lot of the voiceovers for that, too. We got to speed it up here. Richard J. Daley, 1955, was elected mayor of Chicago, and of course his son was later as well. On the 50th anniversary of Daley's first 1955 swearing-in ceremony, several dozen Daley biographers and associates met at the Chicago Historical Society and talked about the great mayor. But yeah, it was Daley was Chicago's third mayor in a row from the working-class, heavily Irish-American Bridgeport neighborhood on Chicago's South Side. He was also the Cook County Democratic Central Chairman, for 23 years?
He was mayor for 23 years.
21 mayor, 23 as the Democratic Chairman.
Okay.
Yeah, look at that.
Even longer for Dem Chairman.
Yeah.
He was that before he was mayor.
And I believe if John F. Kennedy was here today, he would say that he helped him get the presidency.
Well, there was a lot of talk. As a matter of fact, they brought that up on this series that they're running on CNN right now on the Kennedys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Airing on the weekend. And they definitely talked about not only the Daley connection for the election, but some footage that I have never seen before
from
the Nixon-Kennedy debate.
Wow.
That they're showing on there. I've never seen some of the footage that they were showing.
Pretty cool.
Great.
1970, WSNS TV 44 went into broadcasting. 1982, this is a big one, Joni Loves Chachi premiered. It's critical. Critical to television history.
Dean and I were talking about that, I thought it was on for more than one season. I guess it was just on for one.
No, it was two. It was a very short season the first year because it was March through May, and then it was renewed. Yeah, it was a mid-season program. And lastly, 2003, in the middle of the night on March 30th, 2003, Mayor Daley ordered the city bulldozers to carve out a huge X onto the runway of Meigs Field because, you know, he was going to get his way with this. And, by the way, Roger Whittaker, from South Africa. 847.
Oh, South Africa.
Thanks for that.
Okay.
A lot of people are updating us on this stuff. I appreciate it. Flights there's ready to land later that morning had to divert to another airport, and the FAA fined the city $33,000, which wasn't much, really, for lack of notice. Northerly Island, owned by the Chicago Park District, of course, made its debut there, and it was based on the Daniel Burnham's 1909 plan of Chicago. The land was also used for the World's Fair in 1933 and officially became an airport in 1948. So there you have it. That was a pretty critical. You knew he wasn't messing around.
Yeah, we're right. Right. Well, if you also remember, he and then Governor Jim Edgar were kind of going around and around on this. Edgar wanted to keep it. And Daley was the one that was wanting to, you know, get rid of it. I will always remember the interview on TV the following day of a pilot who had a private plane there and could not get it out.
And couldn't get it out of there.
You know, it was there over the weekend. They came in, I think it was a Sunday night, and, you know, tore up the runway, and he couldn't leave.
How bold. How bold was that? Another one from 847, Roger Whitaker is British but born in Kenya. See, look at that. We learned something new. That's cool. Interesting.
The man's a world citizen.
I guess so. All right. We'll be right back.